Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Junks. You got a two-man junk show getting you through on this New Year's Eve. Thanks again to Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, for joining us. Caps have an early one today. 12:30 puck drop at Capital One Arena.
Just talking to Drab about something that happened behind the scenes that I wasn't aware of.
Okay, yes.
One of our frequent callers, particularly during the Commander season, is Mo from Largo.
Radio insider.
Yes, correct.
Fellow DeMatha guy. Now, we didn't go to DeMatha, but Jason and Eric went to DeMatha.
He's a fellow stag.
He's very well-mannered on the phone. He always thanks us for taking his call.
He does, yes.
But apparently, something happened between him and Drab that resulted in a banishment for
what
2 weeks, a suspension.
What happened? Oh,
really? Yeah, I suspended Mo from Largo for calling in for 2 weeks.
Wow, a two-week banishment.
It was going to be longer, but... I'm feeling kind.
Right.
Tis the season.
It is the holiday season. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many bans have been enacted? This is rare.
Suspensions.
Okay, suspended. Okay, suspended.
I've been actually giving them out recently.
Okay.
There was a guy.
Do you keep a list?
So no,
you
know when the two mental notes. They are. There's a guy, Joe from Manassas, I think. I used to call in a lot. He called in one day off air and told me I was an idiot. I didn't know what I was talking about. Oh. Banned.
Yeah.
Suspended. He got suspended for 3 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a harsh
really
one.
Angered
Does
me.
He know his date or do you know that's, his date when the ban's lifted?
It was lifted December 1st.
Okay.
This is very draconian of you, Drab.
Well, look,
did you know this was happening behind the scenes?
I had no idea.
Valdez gets a kick out of it. But sometimes these people then start texting him or texting you guys. Oh, Drab banned me. Help me out.
The caller should know. Calling in and talking and being on the air, it's a privilege. It's not a right.
I'm the one guy. You just be nice. You don't have to be nice to me. Just don't be rude to
me. Just don't be a jerk.
Yeah, Drab's the keeper of the gate.
I'm the keeper of the gate. I don't have a lot of power.
Right.
See, the irony is if Mo had called in and said, hey, I just want to Joan on the boys, he would have pushed him to the front of the line.
Right.
But from what I understand.
I have a policy in my life that if you troll me when my team loses, I don't want you in my life.
Okay.
You
don't need that negativity.
Every March when Gonzaga gets, eliminated in the Sweet 16 or whatever, if you tweet me LOL, Zags, I'll just block you.
What did he say? And if you remember in particular about the Seahawks.
Yeah, I remember. It was last night. It was Sunday night. It was okay. it was a great game.
Two blocks today.
Texted you? Does he have your number?
Of course not. Of course.
Okay. He has my number because he mounted TVs in my house.
Well, you give your phone number out to anybody. Yeah. It's insane. But no, I made the mistake of following him on Instagram, supporting the guy, so he can DM me on Instagram. Okay. So I'm sitting there. I'm not even active on social media on Sunday night. I'm watching the game in bed, having a fantastic, awesome game.
Sure.
The city's on fire. I was like, dang, that was an awesome game. It's 11:45. I'm just pulling up the covers to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I hear my look at my phone. It chimed. It said, Mo from Largo sent you a DM.
Okay.
I swipe it open, and it's a meme of says, officially eliminated Seahawks. And he goes, LOL, or something like that.
You know what? I mean,
see you later, Seahawks.
I've met Mo, I think, once, and, you know, countless interactions. It's unwarranted. Like, it's a cheap shot.
I don't know Mo. First, I don't know Mo
it's
like that.
It's a cheap shot from Mo. Like, it's unnecessary. Unprovoked.
So he dropped an LOL eliminated to me, which
it's
is
also,
fine. Like, you want to...
It's also no big deal, Cakes.
It's not, but if I'll tell you this. If the Caps got eliminated from, a big playoff series...
Yeah, of course.
And somebody just tweaks me...
Hey, they send you the dumb picture of Ovi raising the golf clubs...
Blocks immediately today.
Yes,
or you know what?
And if
at
you,
least
and if,
at least the suspension.
Yeah, suspension's no big deal.
Or they're
slap
muted.
On the wrist.
They would be muted. I know that.
And any of you guys out there, would you feel the same way if the Commanders don't win the Super Bowl and your friend or someone you know says, LOL, lost to the Eagles, as soon as they lose, you're going to be annoyed and pissed off. So I said, Mo, you're lame as F, annoying, good night.
Wow.
You know what?
And he goes, you salty like that?
I'm Team Drab here.
Yeah.
I'm totally Team Drab.
Is he blocked off your Instagram? I don't even know how that works.
No, I didn't block him. I unfollowed him for a day.
Out of here. What a block.
He said DMing me yesterday. I mean, he called in. I finally answered the third time he called in to tell him he was suspended. but then he started DMing me again on Instagram, a sob story about, please don't take it out of my dad. He loves the show. He said he was calling today, and you didn't answer his call either.
Drab banned his dad one day, guilty by association.
Wow. Yeah.
So I don't know his last name, but the Mo and Melvins from Largo. They're not getting their ADs. Well, actually, they are getting their ADs right now.
Yeah, I mean, a big AD
so I said
deposit
your
here.
Your dad was guilty by association.
Right.
I mean, one day suspension for him.
Yeah.
Call back.
So they're a father-son caller duo. I'm actually just thinking of this off the top of my
head.
There
can't be many
of those. What other family duos do we have? We have Vic and his brother. Vic from Akakeek. I'm forgetting his brother's name.
I think it's Vince.
We got Vic and Vince. Any other family?
I think there's a few, but they don't really let it be known on air. Maybe not father, son, but brothers.
Doesn't I shouldn't know this. Kevin from Glory Days, does he have like a twin brother?
He does, but I don't know if his twin brother calls
the
show.
His twin brother, I don't think he's ever called.
He can only handle one of those guys.
He brought a blueberry pie in.
He can only handle one Kevin from Glory Days.
I didn't know Drab ruled with an iron fist like this.
He's harsh. He's the Kim Jong-un of producers.
Yeah. But I'm guessing this room was North Korea.
It sounds like you maybe egg him on to ban these guys.
No. I actually...
Mar did today. He said I need to be even harder on the callers in 2025. That's my New Year's... He wants my New Year's resolution to be... To be meaner to callers.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
I like that. Hey, at least it's a resolution.
Are you meaner like on when Drab's out and you work the phones, like Mar?
Mar's a very nice.
How do you handle it? Like, what is the difference in style between you and Drab when you're dealing with the callers?
I'm definitely way nicer. I mean, not that that kind of goes against what I just said because I said he needs to be meaner, but you know, sometimes I get
so you
want to
create a greater chasm between you two so that you get to be the good cop to his bad cop when you actually work the phones.
Yeah, when you word it like that, that sounds pretty good.
No, Mar's actually too nice.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, Mar lets anyone throw. He's a he's a turnstile.
I actually want to hear from from callers right now if there are any besides the two that we named. That's a pretty interesting dynamic. The family callers into the same radio show.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we've got Vic and Vince, and we've got Mo and Melvin. Are there any others out there? 800-636-1067.
What draft?
Like, does Keith and Laurel have a family member that's also a prize pig?
Well, what Drab does is he challenges the callers, and it's elite phone screening. Right. Drab will say, "I am an elite phone screener," but he challenges the callers because a lot of times people call in, they say, "Hey, I want to get on,"
right? And they got nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Drab probes them.
I'm trying to pull in from opinions out of people.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
And so once, sometimes every once in a while, when people get going, you know, then we have a conversation, and then every once in a while, people lose their cool.
Yeah, no, and then a lot of times if you get challenged, like, some people don't respond to that well.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, they start cursing at Drab.
Bobby Knight on the phones over
here. Yelling at Drab, just kind of name-calling him. And then when you do that, you're already behind the eight ball. You're not going to get on air.
Look, when we got a lot of people calling in, and it's a Monday, and I'm trying to put either people with good opinions through or excitement, and you call in, and you're like, "Hey, this is David. I want to talk about the game." Yeah. I'll say something like, "All right, man, come on. You got to give me something more.
Right. What do you want to talk about?
What do you got? Give me your opinion." Oh, you know,
they were awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You got to have something more.
I'm trying here.
Yeah.
So it's not personal. I'm just doing my job.
Understood.
But every once in a while, you guys get fired up. And
right.
And I got a bit of a temper. I'm not going to lie. So I'm not
100%. Got a little personal with Mo.
Yeah. I'm not 100% innocent all the time.
He trolled you at the exact spot where you were most vulnerable.
Yeah. And again, it was unnecessary.
Like, there was salt just in a fresh wound.
Yeah, it was Mo coming in off the top rope with an elbow drop that was completely unwarranted, in my opinion. Let's go to David. He's calling in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What's up, David? You're on with the Junks. You made it through. You made it through the Trav's harsh phone screening.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is David from Switzerland, because I'm an objective, neutral third party here. I think 2 weeks is nowhere near enough. I think if someone harasses you in the sanctity of your own home, you're off duty, 2 months minimum. That's my take.
Wow, he wants
thanks
more.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, thanks, David.
Wow.
Yeah, an off-hours harassment.
Off-hours.
Late-hours harassment, near midnight, the witching hour.
You know how Indiana Jones has to go through all those obstacles to get the Holy Grail?
Sure.
That's Drab's call screening process.
Yeah, it's tough.
But again, this dispute was on DM.
Right.
I was about to say instant message,
right.
But...
But it doesn't message. Matter what the forum was. Like, it could have been a DM. It could have been a text. Like,
and Valdez, he'd feel the same way.
Totally.
When Lamar,
of course,
flames out in the playoffs again, and someone gets in his DM and tweaks him.
Right.
I mean, the guy quit Twitter.
I know. Yeah. I mean, if somebody comes at me hard and says Bilal is the worst player in the league, I'm probably not going to take it very well.
He's not the worst. Drab said he was 283rd or whatever it was.
Certain metrics. I need to figure out Drab's
analysis. No, but it has to be something you actually really care about. And as soon as they lose, and if it's within like hours of when they lose a playoff game or their season's over, you gotta let things cool down a little bit. Let your friend get a steam
going
out.
Back in history, like, say the Caps had lost the Stanley Cup to the Vegas Golden Knights, which they never would have because the Golden Knights had been around for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have happened. And then the second the Golden Knights are celebrating on the ice, somebody sends me a DM.
A picture of Shadow Creek.
Like, LOL, Caps eliminated again, can't win the big one. They'd be blocked for eternity. It wouldn't just be 2 weeks. For me, it would be for the rest of your life.
I don't think I've ever blocked somebody. I just throw the old thanks for listening.
I don't block a lot of people, but...
Like, I don't even know if I know how to.
I mean, it's not that hard. What are you, a 90-year-old?
I've never looked at it.
You can't figure out how to block somebody on Twitter? It's not difficult.
It's pointless most of the time because people see it as a victory if you block them.
Right.
Right? They're like, this guy's a P-word. Yeah, I got to him. Right, he can't handle the heat. And it's mostly just, I don't really feel like being annoyed by this person.
Right.
I'm just going to forget about this person for the, you know, never think about this person ever again.
Right. Is Mo coming to the New Year's Eve soiree tonight, JP?
Now you're going to make it awkward. I did not invite him.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm just asking. I'm just putting it out there.
Like Mo.
Sure.
I mean, just invite him. You invite anybody to your house. Yeah. Give him their number. Invite him to your house.
Mo mounted TVs at my house.
Very nice.
Roger, the engineer, did come to my house yesterday.
Oh, he did.
We're coworkers.
Yeah. Was it awkward? Did he make it awkward or no? Was it?
Everything was good.
I mean, what do you? It's Roger.
What did he say to you about the Commanders? Because I actually
yesterday.
Yeah, you said he said one of the weirdest things, because I want to follow up on this.
A massive win by the Commanders. They get to their 11th win for the first time since the early 90s. And I believe Roger's exact quote to me was, "Hey, the Commanders, that's pretty good, right?"
So he said that.
And that was it.
I thought he said something like, "Are they going to do that thing?"
No, he's like, it was, "Hey, the Commanders, that's pretty good, right?"
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Yes, Roger, it's pretty good. They have 11 wins when they were picked to get 6.5 by Vegas."
So because you said that and brought it up on the air,
yeah.
I saw him about a half an hour later, and I was like, "What do you think about the Commanders?" And he's like, "They going to do it?"
Yeah.
That's his go-to.
I was crestfallen this morning when I was going to rinse out Valdez. I'm going to have to take the coffee pot home because it's dirty. It's just dirty.
Is this the coat of like film on it?
It's just it's filmy. We're drinking coffee from like 6 months ago. Just this is gross. So I round the corner and I see Roger cleaning the other coffee machine. And I know that's going to take him 5 to 7 minutes at the sink. So I just went into the bathroom, dumped out the coffee, rinsed it out, and I filled it up with sink water from the Odyssey bathroom. Valdez, I hope the coffee tastes okay. Because we're drinking Odyssey bathroom sink water is the source. It ain't Fiji. It's not high level.
You just want the caffeine. That's what you need.
Yeah,
the caffeine right into the veins,
right
cakes. And that's what you do. And
I also heard a vicious rumor that is breakfast being provided for the junks today?
There are rumors
about
that.
Is that happening or no?
My stomach is actually growling.
I need an update.
It's happening. He's listening right now.
Ooh.
He actually just texted me. I'll hurry up. I don't want to get banned.
Hey, this might work for
that's
you.
A listener on his P's and Q's right
hey,
there.
Hey, what if Mo gets breakfast? Will you unban Mo if he provides breakfast?
No good behavior for Mo.
This could be like, you know, how EB does his Venmo hustle.
Yeah.
This could be your hustle. Little side hustle.
Love it.
Yeah, so I'll take it.
All right, Ricky's looking to upgrade your office game. Of course you are. Then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything that you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan, and how about you score 15% off your in-store purchase? Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVI, PVI.com, because business grows with PVI.